This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide. Our weapon is the truth, and we use it. We fire at will because we are over the target. And the sleeping giant has awakened. I'm your host, Alex Jones, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. It is Sunday, the 24th, the day of June, 2018. We'll be here for 2 hours, as we'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. David Knight in the morning, doing a great job with the real news, and of course, Owen Schroyer. Epic times, grave times, fortuitous times, interesting times, dangerous times, quick-moving, fast-changing, earth-changing times, 25th Amendment times. You know, we've seen this before. We've seen this before. I was told that Trump would never win office. I told you that was a lie. I told you it was fake polls. And then I was told over and over again he'd be removed. He'd never be seated as president. They would take the delegates. And then as soon as that failed, even though they'd been all over the news promoting it, they said, oh, actually, we never said we were going to keep Trump from having his delegates seated. And then Nancy Pelosi's daughter went on TV and called for my arrest on Fox News and made up lies about me that I threatened her. How do you threaten a dead dog, a rotting, soulless corpse? You don't. But she was pissed because I was killing her plan to overthrow the president before he ever got into office. And so now we have the usual suspects, two different former CIA directors, coming out over the weekend and saying, we're going to call for the 25th Amendment to be implemented to unseat the president for dereliction of duty and incompetence and mental illness. The mentally ill person that never ran for office and beat you and that turned the economy around and did all this incredible and got peace deals, right? There's the article from The Hill. Ex-CIA chief calls on White House cabinet to revolt against Trump and remove him from office. Insurrection by GOP leadership inner circle necessary to stop president, he says. And who is he? He's the Wahhabist Brennanite who in college admitted he was part of the Communist Party. The CIA said, well, my God, let's put you at the top. He's got Clapper behind him calling for the same garbage and other former CIA directors as well. And they want the 25th Amendment implemented to remove him from office, and they want it done now, post-haste. They want it done as soon as possible. But here's the thing. They've been pushing this. Remember the clips we played? I'm not going to play them again today. We played them so many times. Where Phil Mudd and Brennan and Clapper would go on CNN with Wolf Blitzer and say, oh, he'll be out by December. We're about to remove him extrajudicially. And our good little buddy, Wolf Blitzer, would say, oh, you mean impeachment? They said, no, extrajudicially. But see, that never happened. So, why is this done? This is done so all the crooks that are embedded in the government, stay behind networks is the CIA term, they hold on, like the infantry's coming or the cavalry. It's not coming. I've looked at all possible permutations. that have human interaction involved. If you kill Trump or remove him, it's even worse for you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get the motor running. Head out on the highway.
You know, here's the paradox.
And whatever comes our way.
You've got mainstream corporate media openly allied with Communist China, the EU, and a bunch of big mega banks who write articles in the Financial Times of London, in the New York Times, in the Washington Post, and just everywhere about how America's done, Americans are dumb, lazy scumbags, white people are bad, but it's like white, old white people saying this, and China's going to take over, and China's going to bust America's chops, and the head, unelected head of the EU, Juncker, will defeat us. I mean, he said a year and a half ago, I'll crush Trump, we'll have trade war, we'll shut the U.S. down. Like, these are fighting words, and I'm reading it in the Financial Times of London, New Yorker Magazine, New York Times, Atlantic Monthly. These are establishment publications. They're like, we're ending the family, we're going to savage the U.S., China has 97% of the rare earth minerals, the U.S. will never come back. Lloyd Blankfein, before he got kicked out of Goldman Sachs, is like, I was just at China. They've got 10 times the infrastructure of Trump. You'll never bring America back. These are in tweets. You're like, God, these people are like breathless, like, ha, 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 ha. We'll get you people. And it's like, what did we do to you? But America's the big enchilada. It had half the wealth in 1955. So they parlayed it into global corporate power. So if you're going to screw America over, why not get in a culture of hating? They're not like, wow, we're bleeding the country dry. It was a great, beautiful lady, but we're sacrificing her for our global power. No, they're too big of cowards to admit they're doing it, so they decide to hate it. And that's what I want you to understand. Trump doesn't hate America. And so he's like, you see these speeches, and these are real numbers. You've seen them. They don't even debate these. He's like, Canada has a 270% dairy tax, and we have zero. Trump goes, okay, I'll put 100% on them. And they go, oh, my God, you backward, hateful person. He's like, wait, you got a 270. 270. You'll still have a – I mean, if anything, Trump's being too soft, but he knows he could destabilize things. So he's just like, hey, China, you got a $900 million trade deficit. We'll do $50 billion. Just pay it and promise to start taking some of our cars, and I'll leave you alone. And China goes, trade war. Trump goes, okay, $200 billion. I mean, this is all something that morons should be able to understand. But instead, the clip's coming up. We've got Bill Maher went on Friday night again after 2 weeks ago. He only works every 2 weeks. It's a lazy ass. And he goes, you all need to go to college about perspective. Trump's way worse than a recession. And so I want a recession to make him look bad. Oh, not he got us out of a recession. Not, oh, he's doing a great job. They admit he's getting us out of the recession depression. But see, Maher lied there, because if you actually look at what Maher said, he said, I want to crash the economy. Crashing the economy means people starving in the streets like Venezuela. It doesn't, or 1929. It doesn't mean, so the PR people had a problem. He came out 2 weeks ago and said, I want to crash, that's the quote, crash the U.S. economy. And I noticed after I shot a video that day, I saw it right away. Saw the news about it. And I went and did a video. He's hoping for a crashing economy. That's a close quote. So they spun it that he just meant a recession. Now, think about that. They're telling you everything. They're showing you their hand right there. Globalism, if you read Atlantic Monthly, or you read what Obama said when he went to Africa or South America, it's the same crap. He goes to Africa and says you got to be poor. He goes everywhere and says you got to be poor. Because the globalists want you under their control. It's called feudalism. And so how big a deal is it that we elected Trump, and a year and a half later, the whole Russiagate thing's proven to be a fraud, and then now they're just continuing on with the narrative that, oh, he was mean to these kids, and it turns out the little girl was never separated from her mother. 83% of the kids don't even have parents when they come in. A lot of them have been killed. There's no discussion of that, or that he's continuing the Obama policy and trying to even change the law. None of that matters to people that just want to have an emotional response and feel big and feel powerful and feel like they've been wronged. When Trump's already offered Mexico deals to stabilize their economy, their government, dollarize their deal, and bring them way up, because that would be good for U.S. national security. And Mexico is a great country. And I don't just say that. Mexico's beautiful, great, interesting culture. But it's got corruption. And if you don't get rid of that, it'll bring you down. Look at every other nation. Look at our own problem with corruption right now. And what will it be like when the economy comes back in a year and a half just because Trump's in there and he's only gotten a little bit of control over things, maybe 20-30%, to just change a little bit of what they were doing? Can you imagine what he could do if he stays in? And that's why they're panicking, because they know that if Trump is able to continue to turn things around, you will 1,000% understand the con game and it's all over and you won't want to be dependent. You won't want to be a slave. So you think about somebody worth $100 million in his own words. He makes $10 million a year just on his HBO show, Bill Maher. And he lectures you again and says, you need to go take a course on comparison because it'd be better to have it a crashing economy. He now provises it, backs it off to recession, than to have Trump in. Really? Really? What did Trump do? Go, oh, you got a $900 million tariff on us. We'll do $50 million. If anything, that isn't strong enough. But again, it shows how smart Trump is. He gets how dependent we are and how set up we are. He just says, give us something. My God. He's like, why do you hate America so much? Why would we want to make it poor? That'll hurt the whole world economy. He's just a pragmatist. He's like, this is good real estate. That's what he says. It's what he did. And they're like, you're mentally ill because you don't hate America. You don't want the bigger. Trump doesn't get the big picture, folks. He's not smart. It's like child molesters that kidnap some kid and go rape them. And if a normal person said, man, that's sick, they'd go, oh, you just don't get it. You're crazy. It's like you were telling Hitler in 1942 when he's rounding up people for death camps, like, hey, dude, that's not really cool. But shut up. What do you know? I've got everything figured out. And it's the same. And then you look at Brennan and all these other former CIA directors saying, we're going for the 25th Amendment to have Trump's own cabinet say he's mentally incompatible and remove him. It'd be one thing if we were in a depression. It'd be one thing if we were in a war. It'd be one thing if he wasn't doing all these great things and showed all the stamina. But it's like some quarterback throws for 4 Super Bowls consecutively and wins and is in their 5th Super Bowl and is 50 points ahead of 0 and you go, my God, let's pull him and put him on the bench. You'd be like, what in the hell are you talking about? What planet are you from? Now, Trump's not a whiz kid. I'm going to come back and play the Mark Clubs, the new ones. Trump's not a whiz kid in that he could turn the economy around. You can't tie a modern industrial country like America down with our desire, our smarts. We had half the wealth 50 years ago. We only have 20-30% now. Just getting the foot off our neck was the move. It's like a leg's bleeding out. Put a tourniquet around it. Well, Trump put a tourniquet on. Now it's barely bleeding instead of spraying blood all over the walls. That wasn't Trump's achievement. His vision to see it, his vision not to care about being attacked and losing over $1 billion in boycotts and over 1,000 lawsuits, and his will to not be a Satanist and a scumbag and a person that only cared about himself, but a bigger vision, and to not want to screw everybody over and to want global victory and to want real peace. That was what Trump did. That's why he's amazing. He's only got 20-30% control right now. And we're turning over like somebody that had the flu and they got some chicken noodle soup and some Gatorade and they feel better. I mean, it's like, wow, and that's why they're panicking and that's why they want to remove him from office. So we'll get into what they're saying, what they're doing, play the clips, all of it straight ahead. If you're watching live on the TV or radio, please spread the word. Everybody, you know, that's how we get around the censors. If you're watching live, video links on newswars.com or infowars.com or Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, it's a total act of resistance to share that link and say, here's the forbidden information.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Human victory. That means planetary victory. President let that slip, didn't he? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are now in the midst of the battle for the victory and the future of humanity. I can't sleep. I can't do anything since you set your eyes on me. I tell you it's true.
I tell you it's true.
You're driving me crazy.
All
right, let's get into the big news here. The globalists have been artificially suppressing Western nations, but they've also been on record suppressing developing nations to keep them control and to exploit them, and then to weaponize them against the West. We're now deeply into a multi-decades-long global program that's public. The bad news is we were asleep for a long time. The good news is the globalists were so arrogant because we were asleep, they were very, very honest about their operations. Now, if you're a long-time listener, how many thousands of times, thousands, have you heard me open the broadcast up that the globalists are above the law, they seek to suppress free market, they seek to make you poor, they seek to control you, they want monopolies, they're tax exempt, they have diplomatic immunity, and then if you ever understand that, their whole program's done. And now that's understood. But to have Bill Maher come out 2 weeks ago and say that he hopes for an economic collapse, they later spun it into a recession. But economic collapse is what he first said. 7 million people. There is a crashing economy, is the actual quote. Major university studies, you can look up, estimate that 7 million people. It's more Jews than died in the Holocaust. Died during the decade-long Great Depression. Decade-plus-long, 13-year-long. Great Depression in the United States. Now, just like Venezuela, where they have over 1,000 a week dying, according to Amnesty International for starvation, they don't call it that, but you would get sick because you were starving to death. You look at the old videos, the old footage, and it's like thousands lined up. They're like scarecrows. Little babies are all skinny. Never seen skinny babies. They're like wanting some soup. I mean, the country collapsed, and the banks engineered it. Well, Bill Maher is such a monstrous pig. He always says, I want abortion, I want death. Maybe next time we should play that intro promo. I forget the name of it. We've got a bunch of them, but it's just Bill Maher, I want death, I want abortion, I want the highways to move quicker. It's a really nasty video. I forget the name of it. We haven't heard it in like a year. He goes on all the time. I mean, I know people that know him have been to dinner with him. I know women that have dated him in Hollywood. And they're just like, yeah, Bill Maher's a miserable person. He'll just sit there at dinner and talk about how much he hates Christians. And people are like, well, I'm not a Christian, but we just, okay, fine. Like, you want to have a two-hour dinner with him just saying how much he hates Christians, how much he hates America? But hell, don't listen to me years ago telling you on people that had dinner with him. I'm not going to tell the story. I'm going to stop right there. The point is that, because it was told to me in confidence, the issue is he tells you he wants to abort you. He wants you to die. He wants you to go away. He tells you he's a vampire, and he tells you that he wants you poor. And then you wonder why he wants a depression in this country. You know, my family in East Texas was well-to-do. They weren't rich, but they had a lot of land, and they were well-known, founding people in that county, Freestone County. And at the end of the Depression, there were no deer, no possums, no raccoons, anything. People always made fun of the poor people, whether it be black or white, for eating possum pie. You know, you watch the Beverly Hillbillies, you hear about possum pie? That's possum mixing with sweet potatoes. My dad's had possum pie. Now, he wasn't starving when he was born in 1950, but they were still going over to their local black folks' neighbors and eating possum pie with them. And it wasn't some like kind of thing about let's go over and see the weird black people eating possum pie. They were eating possum pie too during the Depression. It was going over remembering folks who survived together during that. The black people just all completely loved, they're all dead now, all loved us. And we loved them. It was a totally different culture than what the media says or any of this crap. But I digress from that. People, 90% of people in the Great Depression were rural. And they estimate about half of them were self-sufficient. So around 45% of people could 100% be self-sufficient. 90% were rural. Today, we are 90% rural, 10%, 90% urban, city, 10% rural, and only half of the rural are self-sufficient. So 5% are self-sufficient today versus 40-plus percent. What happens if there's another depression? War in the streets, total death, collapse beyond Venezuela. Because Venezuela was still mainly agrarian when they collapsed. So they just had, you know, hundreds of thousands starved to death and tens of thousands killed, and it's horrible, and they eat all their dogs and cats. But it will be like the road, Viggo Mortensen's Road, meets Grapes of Wrath if this happens here, and you've got this creature who's got $100 million in private jet saying he wants a depression, saying he wants a collapse. Here it is.
Can I ask about the economy? Because this economy is going pretty well. We have to, what?
We have to
why,
know.
Why is that funny?
It is going well for now.
For now, right. That's my, thank you. That's my question. Is, like, I feel like the bottom has to fall out at some point. And by the way, I'm hoping for it. Because I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. Yeah. So please, bring on the recession.
Yeah. Sorry. Let's stop right there. Now, I haven't had time to edit this, so it's got a cuss word for internet viewers and stuff. We'll delay it for TV and radio. But he just basically says, I defend this. You guys need to go back to college and learn about comparison, because Trump's worse than a Great Depression. So here's a clip.
And finally, new rule, anyone who went 8 weeks because I said going through a recession would be worth it if it undermined Trump's popularity has to enroll in college and take a course in perspective.
What's the back it up? Great job delaying that live. A course in perspective. You've got $100 million. You've got private jets. You don't think it'll hurt people to have no money for a few years. And so you lecture us from your filthy Hollywood pulpit like we're a bunch of crap. You need the perspective, man, you jerk. God, man, I mean, just this is the trash that runs Hollywood. Let's hear from this anti-American guy betting on our failure, and he thinks we're so dumb, he'll spit it in our face. He'll spit it in our face. Here it is.
Has to enroll in college and take a course in perspective.
Hit pause. I'm going to come back to him. Hey, why don't you enroll in a college of humanity, you sociopathic genetic psychopath? Why don't you get off our back, you dirty dirtbag? If you hate America so much, just get the hell out of here. And if there's too many people, then slit your own wrist, shove a gun in your mouth, and blow your filthy brains everywhere.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I'm Alex Jones, and Bill Maher says he hopes you die. Here it is.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade up in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them!
It is the secret of Soylent Green.
Soylent Green is people!
We're trying. We're trying, Chuck. Trump's trying. We're trying to stop it. But that's what globalism is. It's made out of people. Now, if you just joined us, I'm going to finish up what I was covering. Bill Maher, Mr. Infanticide, Mr. Abortion, Mr. Suicide, who loves you so much. Trump hates the children, remember? Even though the girl wasn't separated from her parents, it was all a hoax. Even though Tom Arnold didn't get Trump's lawyer to say all this and admits it's a lie now. Doesn't matter. Because they've got a new lie every 5 minutes before you discover the other one. And they just move on to try to control reality. So what do you do? I don't know. That's a question I should open the phones up about. What do you do about liars like this? In fact, I'm going to open the phones up on that question only. Do you ignore the lies and just tell the truth about other stuff that's going on? Or do you counter the lies but then let them to control the debate where they're always roping us in? Yeah, I forgot. He said the people that took down the World Trade Center were heroes and had courage. I forgot Bill Maher praised that. God, there's no end to that guy. Anyways. But see, when you prey on something like America, you have to hate it or you'd feel bad. So, just finishing up, here's Bill Maher, 2 weeks ago, says he wants a collapsing economy. What was the exact quote? It was a stock market crash. An economic crash was the quote, right? There it is. A crashing economy. There's the exact quote, which is not a recession. That's far worse. It would be... We couldn't survive it. This sophisticated of an economy with just on-time delivery and everything, I mean, the Pentagon studied it, everybody else has. It's like, we can't have one of those. And a sophisticated economy tends to stop a depression. But if you have one, you better be in a farmhouse in the middle of nowhere with 50 cows on the roof, which I haven't even set up yet. You know, I realize that I'm running up the white flag when I get that set up. Man, I'm so close, man. I'm so close to bugging out. I'll still do the show, but I'll admit, like, I bugged out. I'm in an undisclosed location because all the billionaires have run to armored redoubts, even the Patriot ones I know. They're like, hey, you want a space down here in the bunker? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it. But you know what? I look at the spoiled, rotten public that doesn't even want prosperity and Trump trying to stop a global collapse, which we're so close to, and I'm kind of like, what do I do? You know? At a certain point, I've got to just not even throw in the towel, just be honest about things. But I'm not doing it yet because we're winning right now. And people should be trying to fix things. If we tried to fix things, we may not have a chance of turning this around. I mean, we're 7.5 billion people on a little bitty planet. You can fly halfway around it in 10 hours. And then we've got jerks that maintain control through Discordia, like Bill Maher, who's got an impetus to hate people. I would never hurt Bill Maher. I'm simply saying if Bill Maher wants to talk about how he wants infanticide and euthanasia so that he doesn't get big cities get built because of big populations. I've told you 1,000 times, it's a good analogy. Like, you may go 100 miles, 200 miles in the ocean until you hit a coral reef. The right temperature, the right atmosphere, the right areas. Maybe a river's coming out that feeds it with flora, with food, and you'll have a big coral reef, like Belize or the largest coral reef in the world, Australia. And if you're swimming along, you're like, God, look at all these fish. There's so many of them. This is overcrowded. Life congregates. But here's this psycho that just like, God, this whole city could be mine. I could just kill everybody. If they were all dead and poor, I'd rule them. I mean, he doesn't even get people built it. He doesn't get, it's like going, damn, this restaurant, it's got a line out the door. It's because it's good. It's like all these former CIA people going, Trump's Hitler. Trump's Hitler. No, people are trying to get into the U.S., not out of it. And the whole leftist movement is funded by George Soros. We all know who he worked for. So the irony is rich, but I got a lot to cover. Let's just get to this clip, see if we can edit it in live time, because he cusses. It's again, the gods of HBO can cuss. We can't. We're broadcast. We understand. They're better than us. So we better be real careful, because the left will all complain if they hear a cuss word and try to get us off the air. They all love it when they do it, but it's who they are. They're trash. Here it is.
And finally, new rule, anyone who went ape last 2 weeks because I said going through a recession would be worth it if it undermined Trump's popularity has to enroll in college and take a course in perspective. A recession is a survivable event. What Trump is doing to this country is not.
Back it up again. And all his lapdogs who want to run things, they're the elite. They're in power. They're all these losers. They're ugly. They're stupid. But they're in charge because a bunch of soulless corporate guys put them on air because they're dicks. Okay? You want to have an economic collapse is what you said. Now you whitewash it into recession. And then you're sitting up there with $100 million like we're all idiots. And you're saying, oh, you need to go to college. The condescension. You need to go to college. I'm Bill Maher. I'm a human. You're an animal. You're trash. I'm Bill Maher. How dare you not like me rooting against America? How about this question, Bill? How come the economy came back and is it 3%+ when they said it could never happen? Krauthammer and others said. Not Krauthammer. Who's the guy at the New York Times, the economist? Krauthammer's who died. Good guy. Krugman, people get wrong. Yeah, it could never happen, and a magic wand, Obama. How do you guys not get that? See, because if he's such a big loser, how'd he kick your ass? You condescending strumpet. I mean, what a schmuck, man. I mean, Bill Maher in the encyclopedia or in the anywhere, he should be in a dictionary, schmuck, and there's a picture of him, because this guy is so condescending, and he's like, oh, Trump's such a loser. Really? No, he went against the crowd. Let's go ahead and we need to do search Bing, not Google. I hate Google. They're a fake search engine. Let's go to it. Here it is.
Person perspective. A recession is a survivable event. What Trump is doing to this country is not.
I'm so lucky I was born to be lectured by the ugly roadkill that's Bill Maher. Hey, Bill, if we should all die, show the example first.
He's about to go the way of the dinosaurs because we've been taken over by a dodo bird. So,
oh, every week we're cavemen. We're old. We're dead. No, you're gone. You're done. You want us to commit suicide? I tell you what, lead the way. If you'll shove a gun, I hope you don't do it, but if you always want us to die, you call for it. So if you shove a gun in your mouth and blow the top of your head off, I'll think about it for 5 minutes. And then I'll piss all over your ugly, stinking grave, you maggot.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
A lot of his supporters believe that we are the enemy of the American people, and that is really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people.
They came in peace.
We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
This is CNN.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
A lot of his supporters believe that we are.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this. Harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. But when they're running down our country, they're walking on the the fight inside of me. Yeah, walking on the fight inside of me.
Democracy is about to go the way of the dinosaurs because we've been taken over by a dodo bird. So let me repeat, recessions are survivable events. We survive one every time a Republican is in the White House. Every Republican president since Teddy Roosevelt has presided over a recession. Four Republican presidents had two of them, and Eisenhower had three. The United States has survived 47 recessions at all. And since the Great Depression, we've never gone more than 10 years without one. Another recession is coming. Not because I'm rooting for it, because someone... someone passed a giant tax giveaway to the rich that added trillions to the debt and started a trade war for no reason and deliberately sabotaged the Affordable Care Act and rolled back the rules for banks so they can once again gamble with our money. Those are actual policies from men with real power, as opposed to me, who just made a wish. I just made a wish. What am I, a genie? But you would never know that from the right-wing nutosphere, where this made me a bigger threat to our national security than Canada.
Anyways, I don't normally play this much of Bill Maher. It's just, it's so disgusting how he's rooting for the fall of America, and it really makes me sick. And in the clip I wanted to play, it comes up later, is where he attacks Mike Cernovich, pointing out what the Wall Street Journal reports in, suicide rates spike during recessions. And then he goes, great, commit suicide. So it's the dirtiness, the nastiness of the Democrats always saying we should kill ourselves. And I'm like, you go first. I don't want Bill Maher to kill himself. I'm saying he should go first. But see, he's a nasty person. And for some reason, we bow down to that like it's cool, like it's powerful, like he should be in charge. And now the very same people are on the news telling us that Trump was mean to a girl at the border and took her away from her mommy. And then in that case, it's not even true. And then Tom Arnold comes out and says, I met with Trump's lawyer. He said he's going to burn Trump. He's joining forces with me. He's got all this criminal evidence that he did these horrible things. And the minute I saw it, I knew it wasn't true. They've already admitted that they got everything Cohen had, gave it to the media 3 months ago, 2.5 months ago, and then there was nothing there except Sean Hannity consulting him on something. I mean, it was crazy. And then Tom Arnold has to come out and says, okay, it's not true. But see, people only remember what was on Friday. They don't remember what was on June 24th. They remember what was on June 22nd, and then I saw CNN, MSNBC, the New York Times, Houston TV. I was just going through news articles going, oh, Tom Arnold trolled Trump. Ah, it's funny. So they had to bring a comedian on, some failed Hollywood washed-up mental patient douchebag. They got to bring him on to then lie and say, oh, I got a selfie with Trump's lawyer, and he says he's going public, and the media runs that like, Trump's falling, Trump's falling, Trump's falling. While we have two former heads of the NSA coming out and saying they're going to overthrow the president, coming out and saying that they want the 25th Amendment, and they're threatening the cabinet and threatening everybody in his family and everyone around them. Believe me, I've already experienced it, and I'm like a tear down from the president. And they've introduced the 25th Amendment to overthrow the election the American people had, and the economy's coming back, and all these other good things are happening, and peace deals are being made, and secret technologies are being released, and medical treatments and cures and all the suppressed stuff. And then Tom Arnold and Bill Maher and Hillary, these fossils. I don't mean they're fossils because they're old. They're just establishment fossils creeping around on the, like dinosaurs, you know, in modern era. And it's like, just get out of my life. So I'm going to give the number out right now for longtime callers. I gave it out earlier. You may have missed it. No, the phones are loaded, but we know the phone system turned on. So I'm going to give you the number again. Phones are open now. And we're going to take your calls next hour about one issue. That means on this issue, I'm not going to take your call. Because I want to hear what you have to say about Brennan and Clapper and all the rest of them saying they're going to overthrow the president and the president's a Nazi and all this made-up crap. And all of, and the fake little girl that was given to her mother and it was never taken from her mother and just all these hoaxes and Tom Arnold that no one's heard about in 20 years and was a loser when he was heard about. Some groom of the stool for Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's out putting out lies and then everyone, oh my God, Tom Arnold says this. It must be true. And then it's a lie, but it's a footnote. What is your take on the state of the attempt to cause a civil war in this country and their own admissions? And to go out and we've got the Maxine Waters clips. They're on Infowars.com. They're on NewsWars.com. Drudge has got them. Let's put Drudge on screen if we can. You know, up there, her calling for insurrection, her calling for harassing Republicans, her saying, why, we booed the Homeland Security head. And then Trump actually does what I think he should. I'm not mad at him, but he says, okay, we'll try to not separate kids, even though it doesn't even happen 10% of the time. You know, throw kids in general population with a bunch of who knows what. I mean, it's crazy. And then they double down and go, we want totally open borders. Just like Trump said, and I was told this by high-level folks. They said, listen, we're going to tell them, tell us what you want. We support gun control. And they went, we want total bans of all guns. Everything turned in, and it blew it up. And I was sitting there talking to the high-level people, you know, as high as it gets. And I was like, you think this will work? They go, just trust us. And they did it. Notice that gun grab thing's gone now because they said, we want everything. Same thing here. We want total open borders. We want everything. So that's what Trump's doing with them. And it's crazy town. So that's coming up. Toll free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And I want to hear from you specifically on them trying to cause a civil war. Here's the article up on Infowars.com from The Hill. Ex-CIA chief calls on White House cabinet to revolt against Trump. That's the 25th Amendment. We'll document it all coming up on the other side. But meanwhile, it ties into this little baby. Mass exodus from states run by top Democrat governors continues. That's a fact. Everybody's running away from this, whether it's Venezuela or Russia or North Korea or whether it's Cuba or whether it's all the other countries that did it. They know this. They know. These, you look into the EU heads, these Democrats, they are all richer than anybody else. Democrats got 77% of the wealth in Congress. They don't pay this, but they want you to stay poor, and they're trying to stop this recovery. Speaking of funding our operation, we have got super sales going on right now that are the brand new sales on our colloidal silver iodine fortified toothpaste. Super Blue, 50% off with the mouthwash, the immune gargle, the spray. It's all 50% off right now. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.